Shares in Sirius XM rose today after this announcement from Howard Stern.
This morning, I am very, very pleased to announce and excited to announce that, in fact, we will be here for the next 5 years.
Really?
That is correct.
Looks like the Howard Stern Show on Sirius XM will continue. The two parties, Stern and Sirius XM, came to a deal after some debate over whether Stern would stay with the satellite radio company. And the agreement also includes a new video streaming app. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is following all things Howard Stern for us today, and he joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy. This one really came down to the wire.
Yeah, well, and the amount of the contract has not been released yet, but do we have any idea what it could be worth?
You know, you're right. The financial terms have not been disclosed, but Sirius has been paying $80 million a year for the show for the last 5 years. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. But we don't know whether he's making a little bit more. But what we do know is that Sirius is buying more from him. They're expecting more from this gem that is Howard. Howard's going to be helping Sirius, as you mentioned, in the world of video with a streaming app that draws from the radio show as well as his archives. And while the contract that he signed was for 5 years, it gives Sirius access to the archives for 12 years. And that library includes performances, specials, shows, all from his 30 years of broadcasting.
Well, and we remember that back in 2004, Stern left terrestrial radio and the FCC's language restrictions along with them, signed a deal with Sirius, which later merged with XM. Why is he so valuable to this company?
Well, Stern's proven to be its biggest draw, with millions of fans willing to follow him to whichever broadcaster he chooses. And so his move back then was seen, correctly, it turns out, as a boon for the then-nascent medium of satellite radio. Sirius XM, which had about 600,000 subscribers when Howard Stern first signed, today reports about 29 million.
Wow.
And this year, it's expecting to post a profit of $546 million, not too shabby, on sales of $4.5 billion. Not all of that is from Howard Stern, but he is certainly a big chunk of it. He's a foundation of that company these days. And, you know, one analyst that the Journal spoke to described Sirius as now a well-moated growth business in media. And that moat now has long-term protection.
But a lot of people in media, in radio, are looking at the rise of podcasts and wondering what that means for them. Stern told an audience earlier this year that podcasts are for losers. That's a quote.
Are you sure that wasn't Donald Trump? It sounds a little bit like him.
It does sound like Donald Trump. Has the rise of podcasts impacted Stern at all?
Well, I think that it certainly hasn't hurt his listeners, but he's realized that people are listening to podcasts more and more, that this has become a golden age of podcasts. So he's joining them on that medium by having this video app. You know, everyone has had to adjust, everyone in the media has had to adjust to the world of mobile. But, you know, in terms of, you know, the types of podcasts that are out there, I think, you know, that's evolved as well, that they've become much more professional. I mean, NPR certainly has some very popular podcasts that certainly aren't being produced by losers. And so he'd probably withdraw that statement at this point.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us to talk about Howard Stern's new 5-year deal with Sirius XM. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.